this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Name is Answer. I reach for the darkness. One who knows nothing can understand.
Everybody, and welcome to the Answer Report podcast. This is episode number 21 of season 2 of the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast in the world, in the universe, in the multiverse, even anywhere you could possibly look. We are the longest running. My name is Mike, and with me as always is my brother Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
How's it going, dude?
Honestly, it's been a hella boring day, but I'm glad to be here recording the podcast, and it's about to be a banger.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Action packed.
Oh, no. He doesn't know.
Action packed.
He doesn't know. We don't have anything to talk about.
There was so much news. Everyone figured out the Nomura puzzle. There was a ton of news at D23.
Oh,
you know,
no.
We got a Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer, we got a Missing Link trailer, we got a new show on Disney Plus. There was so much.
Dude, you can't.
None of that's real.
I was going to say, you can't say
none
that shit.
Of that's fucking real.
Because there's going to be someone listening to this podcast that goes, wait, what? And they're going to think it's real.
I just got somebody's hopes up. But you know what? It's Nomura's fault, dude. The reason they had the questions in his interview. And the fourth and the tenth question were O's instead of Q's, dude. And that's what we got. Double goose eggs.
Yeah, wow, dude. Okay. What a what an analysis.
Yeah, dude.
Take that
off the dome,
take
guys.
That HMK.
That's the type of banger content that's going to be in this episode.
Yeah. So what Jason's referring to, if you're not aware, there were a couple of different events that popped up. There was a Nintendo Direct. There was a Sony State of Play. There was the D23 video game conference, which was of the utmost dog shit. They
so
showed
bad.
A very small
clip. I don't
clip.
Know a worse one.
They showed a very small clip of Kingdom Hearts 4 at the end, just as part of like a montage. But that was about all we got Kingdom
Hearts
related.
Yeah, there was
Hearts
like two
related.
Or three clips. Yeah.
But I want to talk about something, Jason, that's not Kingdom Hearts related, but at the end of the day, it is Kingdom Hearts related. That happened during the Nintendo Direct. So they announced a game that I pogged out of my mind for, called Theater Rhythm Final Bar Cut, which I'm a big fan of the last Theater Rhythm game for the 3DS. Shit, I don't remember the subtitle, but it's Theater Rhythm. And basically, this is Melody of Memory, but for Final Fantasy music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been waiting for them to put one out on, like, consoles and not just, like, the 3DS.
Not a 3DS, yeah.
Literally, the only reason I own my 3DS still is to play Theater Rhythm.
Once every 2 years, when you remember.
What's interesting about this version of Theater Rhythm is, obviously, Final Fantasy games keep coming out. The last Theater Rhythm came out before 15 did, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So it didn't have any 15 songs. This is all the way 1 to 15, plus a bunch of side games. And if you get all the DLC for this, you have over 500 songs.
That's crazy.
from all Final Fantasy games, and then like Chrono Trigger, The World Ends With You, no Kingdom Hearts, surprisingly, but a lot of different Square Enix games.
Just another miss, dude.
Well, I don't know. I think this game's going to be awesome. However, my question for you, and I know that Kingdom Hearts isn't a series that has, you know, 500 songs for a Kingdom Hearts rhythm game. That would be scraping the bottom of the barrel, right?
Yeah.
That'd be like, oh, at dusk, I think of you from specifically from 358 over 2 days. Yeah. And then
the version of Halloween Town that plays before you actually go into Halloween Town. The one that
nobody knows about unless you're regular Pat. Yeah. So 500 songs would be scraping the bottom of the barrel there. However, this game is releasing in February, and they have a full DLC package announced where Melody of Memory acted like DLC was an impossibility and not something anybody should ever do. And to me, Square Enix is a big proponent of DLC. They love fucking season passes. They love DLC. Stranger of Paradise, you get a season pass. Final Fantasy 15, you get a season pass. I know Final Fantasy 16 is going to have a season pass. Avengers, that's literally the whole formula of the game. It's all
that's
DLC.
It's the whole game.
So
it's like 80% of it.
And then this game says Chocobo Racing, pay to win DLC. They don't shy away from this. So I don't understand Kingdom Hearts itself. Remind is DLC.
Yeah.
Why did Melody of Memory not get this treatment?
The final mixes are effectively DLC.
Right. Why did Melody of Memory not get this treatment, Jason? It's like the one game I wanted them to make DLC for.
Yeah. Like, please let me give you more money for more songs. Please.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I
at
can't
least
even...
the GOAT, Water KH, the creator of the mod. Fuck, what's the name of the mod? Fuck.
This one's called Rechart.
Rechart. He's made so many damn... I wanted to say rewrite, but I was like, no, that's not it. That's the crowd control.
So technically, the full package of mods that WaterKH has made is called Melody Memory Final Mix.
Right.
Which includes... I believe it includes Rechart, or you can pair it with Rechart, and then that allows you to play people online on PC, like... You can
match
set,
with the people you want
match
to.
Match with the people you want to, which is like impossible beforehand. And a bunch of other cool stuff that really pro Melody Memory players can do. But that's like what Water did. This is not what, like. Why did Square Enix not try to take my money, dude?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
They don't. They normally. Well, is it the Disney factor?
Well, they have a ton of original songs.
Right, I don't...
And no, Disney's made so many, like, freaking, like, mobile games and stuff. Like, there's no way that they would be against DLC,
I'm just trying to, like, scrape and scratch.
Right, yeah, like, logically, why?
The reasoning why it would be like this, you know? I don't understand it.
I can't even do enough mental gymnastics to understand.
It just really grinds my gears. And maybe it's a Nomura thing, but, like... Nomura's never shied away from DLC either, you know?
Well, it was, like, outsourced. Maybe they just...
But, no, Jay, the same company that's making Theater Rhythm made Melody of Memory.
Hmm.
Indie Zero, I think that's their name? Fuck, I think I fucked it up. I don't think that's their name.
Maybe it was like, yo, you have this amount of time to make the game, and then you need to start making Theater Rhythm.
And I guess that... would be the answer. Yeah, no, it's
the only mental gymnastic I can do.
Indie Zero is the name of the company.
Okay, you're right.
They did the ultimate NES remix games for Nintendo. They had Melody of Memory. They did Theater Rhythm, both Theater Rhythms for the 3DS. They did the Dragon Quest Theater Rhythm. They did Sushi Striker, Way of the Sushido. And yeah, they did Melody of Memory.
Does the 3DS version have DLC?
Of Theater Rhythm?
Yeah.
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely.
This makes less and less sense the more questions I ask.
I guess what you said about them having to stop to make Theater Rhythm
something else
is the only thing that really makes sense, right?
I guess, yeah.
They said to Nomura, hey, you can make this Kingdom Hearts game, but we got to get these guys back on Theater Rhythm when it's done. Right? That's like the only
It's
the only thing I can think of, dude. It doesn't make any sense.
You don't even like have a proper KH3 soundtrack on there. Like it's only It's only the flying ones.
Well, maybe
the flying game mini game.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me paint a picture for you. Let me lay out a scenario. So we know that Melody of Memory and KH3 were being developed around the same time, right?
Yeah.
At least KH3 definitely has been in development for longer, but like they were still in development at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that was their excuse for not having a lot of Kingdom Hearts 3 tracks in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my tinfoil hat theory.
Okay, okay, I'm putting mine on.
They were going to do a KH3 pack, right?
Okay.
They were going to. But COVID-19. COVID-19 comes around, makes game development harder, or at least different enough to...
Not as efficient, at least for a little while.
And they say, you know, hey, with this going on, we do not have time to make Melody of Memory DLC. We got to scrap it and move on to Theater Rhythm because that's the next game.
Right, like a full-fledged game as opposed to just some DLC, which I don't know. To me, I feel like the amount of money you could make versus... Maybe it just didn't do enough sales?
Melody
right?
Memory?
Like the base game? Yeah, like that's the only thing I can think of where like, okay, dependent on the sales... Or maybe it wasn't even like something that they had planned, but maybe it just did poorly and they're like, hey, like the cost analysis for this is that even if the DLC does good, even though I just don't understand because like the base game's already there. You have all of the tools built already to make all of this. Like, I feel like you wouldn't have to have like a full team doing this, right? Like you could have like one or two people working on a pack and then sell it like... You're not making like a full game.
Well, my only thing is like, obviously Final Fantasy is a overall bigger property than Kingdom Hearts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's way bigger, yeah.
So to put your money into that makes a little more sense. But yeah, I don't think it's
like the amount of time to make a game from scratch versus just adding DLC onto something that you've already built the ground floor for, you know?
Well, right, but they wanted to make that game anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was time for a new Theater Rhythm. I was on my hands and knees begging for it, you know?
Maybe it's all the factors we've talked about, and we're just so five-head. We hit every single one, dude. All
right, so what I'll do is I will reach out to Mr. Tetsuya Nomura, and by the end of the episode, he will respond.
Okay, true.
So I hope you will please look forward to that. Anyway, Jason, I got to be honest with you, dude. That's about all I really wanted or had to talk about this week on the Answer Report podcast.
All of the potential news for this week just really withered and died right in front of our eyes.
We're going to play a little game here, Jason. I am going to type Kingdom Hearts News into Google.
Okay, okay.
Kingdom Hearts News. And we're gonna see.
I like that. Could like hear your click clacking.
So I typed in Kingdom Hearts News.
Mr. Nomura responded already.
And one of the articles that popped up when I typed in Kingdom Hearts News was 7 changes to make Disney Dreamlight Valley go from good to great. So
is one of them adding Kingdom Hearts? Here's like, why did this pop up?
Here's the game, Jason. There's Kingdom Hearts in this article. I want you to tell me what they're going to say about Kingdom Hearts. Can you guess?
They're going to say there's an outfit for Donald and Goofy you can unlock. That is their KH outfit. I don't know, dude. There's a reference to the Keyblade somewhere.
So here's what pulled this when I typed it in Google. Which means they definitely did some metadata
The Kingdom... where the Queen of Hearts is.
No. So here they have 7 things that would make it better, right? And number 5 is larger Disney worlds. And here's what they say.
It's the fucking meme of the two dudes with the swole ass arms. It's KH fans. And Dreamlight Valley fans, or whatever it's called, and it's just wanting bigger Disney worlds, dude. They're shaking hands.
Here's what's crazy, okay? This is the gamer, our good friends at the gamer.
Okay.
Number five, larger Disney worlds. Another Disney property, Kingdom Hearts, is much like Dreamlight Valley in myriad ways.
What?
You have the joy-loving protagonist, unlikely friendships, cameos by Disney characters, and a bunch of Disney worlds you can visit. Now, Kingdom Hearts has a much greater player base, a vast history within the gaming sphere, and much more detailed Disney worlds. When it comes to Dreamlight's worlds, they're lacking. Each world, aside from the hub, is resigned to one area, and to recruit each character, you'll need to complete a task from them. We're not expecting worlds as large as those in Kingdom Hearts, just ones with a bit more to do in them. That's what they referenced Kingdom Hearts for.
Based.
That's what they referenced it for. There's no other Kingdom Hearts in this whole article, and they're fucking tagging their article with Kingdom Hearts. That is ridiculous. The Gamer, please.
Do they know? They know the KH fans that like KH just for the Disney, dude. They got your ass.
Okay. So I found a real article I'm going to read to you called 8 Best Kingdom Hearts Games You Can Play 2022. And this is in Tech News Today. TechNewsToday.com.
I'm going to play them in order from 1 to 10.
And it's by Jose, and it was published on August 25th.
Shout out to Jose.
And I'm going to read
Number one, Birth by Sleep. That's right, baby. The best one.
I'm gonna read it in my Yoda voice.
Okay.
Because I imagine that's how Jose sounds. Kingdom Hearts spreads across 20 years and has reached many console and console generations. Joining the saga can be confusing, so we're trimming down the selection. We bring the 8 best Kingdom Hearts games available. See, the saga story and quality fluctuate between titles. Nevertheless, the saga as a whole is incredibly popular, both as a cult and mainstream experience. Then again, the series is sporadic and it's hard to follow the story. It's full of confusing and bombastic names.
Bombastic?
Was this written by an AI? Is Jose an AI?
Jose caught in 4 fucking K.
Jose, are you an AI?
He's been using the same AI as us, dude. I wonder how many articles are just AI written. You know what I mean?
So many now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We want to clarify your doubts and tell you which available installments are worth your time and money. Afterwards, we're putting the series and bundles in order. Overall, it's a definitive guide on what Kingdom Hearts games to play and in what order. Dude,
first, does this guy get paid? Kingdom Hearts 3.
Kingdom Hearts is a long-running franchise, and it includes main entries, relaunches, expansions, remasters, remakes, and spin-offs. That's why it's hard to follow. KekW. Moreover, some side games still pack important bits of the story.
Kind of weird, champ.
Still, Kingdom Hearts has a special spot in the industry. The franchise made a name for itself by combining various things that no one thought to combine before. Final Fantasy, Disney, and original characters traveling together in fantastical stories. Even Goofy and Donald become playable badass heroes. Disney scenarios and magical settings intertwined with riveting stories about pushing the darkness away. Hardcore RPG elements are akin to the Final Fantasy series. Each game features various character progression and skill mechanics to spice it up. All right, I'm not reading all these bullet points. I just want to see what they tell us.
I'm confused as to why it's a guide, but like you've been reading like paragraphs and they haven't even like mentioned one game. Like
I'm skipping so much.
Why are they like explaining? They're just mansplaining the entire series to me. Like, I want to. Can anything be a surprise? Like, just tell me what order.
Number best Kingdom Hearts games. Number one, Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 plus 2.5 remix.
That's like six games.
The highest rated game in the saga is actually an easy to find bundle. It's hard to explain because it includes remasters of several games, game modes, even add-ons, and DLC.
Even the bundle is hard to explain.
Overall, it has six main adventures plus tons of extras, and you can choose to play from what to play from the main screen.
That's a feature. You're explaining what a collection is even.
The title includes a remaster version of the first six main Kingdom Hearts games. All of these titles are highly rated among fans and critics. In fact, Kingdom Hearts 2 and Kingdom Hearts 1, in that order, are at the top of the charts.
In that order?
I added the in that order for full disclosure.
Oh, shit.
But they definitely put it in that order. Like, why wouldn't you go Kingdom Hearts 1 and Kingdom Hearts 2?
Yeah, yeah. Right?
However, the gameplay mechanics and graphics look outdated. After all, the original game debuted in 2002, and it hasn't aged all that well. Still, the bundle brings the saga's original experiences to modern consoles. So, why is someone who hates Kingdom Hearts writing this guide?
Bro, like... this, like, writing pattern is just, like, mentally taxing for me. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like,
okay,
you're just like explaining everything to me.
Up next is Kingdom Hearts 3. Kingdom Hearts 3 is the latest main entry in the saga, and most fans would say it's the best. I don't know about that, Jose.
No, but there's
then,
not.
Then the next one, Jason, is Kingdom Hearts 3 plus Remind.
Wait, what?
They listed Kingdom Hearts 3 and then Kingdom Hearts 3 plus Remind separate, even though they did 1.5, 2.5 together.
Right.
What?
Brother, he didn't want to say top 7? Like, what is
up
this?
Next, 358 over 2 days is one of the best entries
no
in
way.
The action RPG saga.
They literally already had
well,
the
no,
movie
they just had
in
the movie.
Collection.
The movie. That's not a game, it's a movie. Following that is Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue.
Ain't no way they're saying 358 and 2.8 before BBS, bruh. Well, I guess technically
BBS is
in
1.5, 2.5.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts Recoded comes next. Then Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory. Also listed after this is Kingdom Hearts Integrum Masterpiece, which is just everything.
Yeah.
What?
And it's like only on the Switch, right? Isn't that the one?
No, that's on everything. It's PS4 Japanese only. You're right. It's only on Switch.
Yeah.
I don't think this person understands what this is.
Well, at first it seemed like they did because they're fucking explaining every goddamn thing. But now it's like they just don't. This is illogical. It's like when you're writing a paper and, you know, your intro paragraph is a banger, right? Like, you spent, like, 3 weeks of in-class time and out-of-class time on just your intro. And then the rest of it is dog shit because it's due.
So I think Jose's probably a good guy, but I'm gonna read his little blurb about himself. I'm a content creator, happy to write, film, edit and share original content. I used to work as a journalist, yet I'm constantly pursuing other creative and fun endeavors on the side. I manage an entertainment YouTube channel on the side, is what he was that sentence. Well, there wasn't a period. On my downtime, I'm an avid casual gamer, if such a thing exists. See, I'd rather play Mass Effect for the 100th time than try my luck on Warzone again, Keck W. Also, I'm a father, which is my best job. Well, the last part's
hell
wholesome.
Oh yeah, dude. That's wholesome.
If you guys want to hear more from Jose on...
He's really mentioning Warzone before his own kids, but yeah.
Yeah. Jose...
A lot of people lead with being a father. But, yeah.
Jose on Tech News Today. Here's some of his more recent articles. How to turn off voice on PS5. How to change...
That's actually a good one. That's a really good one.
How to change email address on Xbox.
Okay, that's kind of a... Okay, yeah.
How
okay.
to fix checking for saved data on cloud storage on PS5.
That is really niche. Okay, yeah.
Why is my PS4 fan loud? How to fix it.
Why is my PP small?
7 ways to fix loud disk drive on PS5.
PlayStation should just be loud.
PS Vita won't charge? Here's how to fix it.
A PS Vita?
How to change DNS settings on PS4 and PS5? How to reset Xbox controllers for Xbox One, Xbox Series, and Windows?
So is bro just like doing all Xbox? These things and it's like, I can write an article about this.
Yeah, dude, he's just finding shit.
How to plug in your monitor?
How to make PS5 faster? 7 easy solutions. How to clear cache on PS5? Easy step-by-step guide. How to fix CE-34878-0 PS4 error code?
What the fuck?
Oh, here's one. 10 best Sonic games of all time.
Oh, nice, dude.
Best medieval games with knights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not a real medieval game if there's no knights. Let's be real.
Warframe MMORPG. Is this worth playing in 2022?
Okay.
What else we got here? There's 8 best Kingdom Hearts games you can play in 2022. Shout out to
Warframe. Warframe's fun.
Here's an article. All Elder Scrolls games in order.
What?
Just in case you didn't know the order. Just in case.
Don't they, have, numbers?
Just in case.
They have numbers, Mike! It's called the Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim! what the fuck does that mean?
10 best...
It's the newest one, and it's called Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim!
10 best Final Fantasy games you can play.
Oh my god.
So wait, what about the ones you can't play?
Right. Oh my god.
My man Jose is grinding though. 10 articles a month, dude.
That's pretty nuts.
And a lot of them are how to properly clean your PS5. The best 10 police games on PS4 and PS5.
Police games?
Police, dude.
I'm sorry, what?
Defund the police games, dude.
Name one police game. Just name one police game.
You want me to click it? Here we go.
No, Mike, off the top of your head. Name LA one
Noir.
Police. That was not off the top of your head.
No, it was the first one on his list. Sleeping Dogs. Judgment, which is apparently...
Okay, that's... What?
Disco Elysium. Detroit Become Human. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege? Okay, I don't know if they're police.
Yeah, no.
Heavy Rain, Tokyo Dark, I don't know what that is. This is the Police, and This is the Police 2, everybody's favorite duo games.
Nice.
Autobahn Police Simulator 3, my favorite.
Ain't no way.
That was the final one. Jose, dude. Shoutouts. Big, big claps to Jose. Jose really carrying the podcast this week. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Anyway, we need to take a short break. we need to take a break.
I need a break from this shit, dude.
We need to break. When we come back, we're going to be taking a look at the question of the week, which is a bit of a spicy question of the week. It's about overrated songs in Kingdom Hearts. I hope you guys are ready for it. We'll be right back.
This is Richard Epcar. Welcome to the Ansem Report podcast. Come to the darkness.
Welcome back to the Ansem Report podcast. Yeah. Jason.
Huh?
It's not time for the question of the week yet.
Wait, what?
Because
You said. You promised.
We'll get to it. Don't worry. What I want to say is I want to give a shout out to a new Kingdom Hearts podcast. That's right.
Wait, what?
A new Kingdom Hearts podcast. It just released today on our day of recording. I didn't even know this was happening. I feel a little out of the loop, to be honest.
Yeah, dude, I'm kind of hurt.
I'm a bit hurt.
I'm severely hurt.
Or what we thought were our good friends, WaterKH and Damo279, have released the first episode of their new podcast, State of the Heart.
Okay.
Get it? It's like State of the Heart.
I like it. I like the name.
But also like State of the... here's the blurb Water posted.
Okay.
Damo and I have created State of the Heart. We basically just ramble down a rabbit hole discussion as we do every couple weeks normally, but this time we recorded it. We mainly focused around Dark Road as our pilot episode. We are open to feedback and hope you enjoy listening. So it is on Spotify. It's on Damo's YouTube channel. I think they said it will be on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if it's there yet because Apple, you gotta beg the Apple gods to be on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. But
the overlords
of Apple. But yeah, so that's shout out to those guys. I haven't listened to it yet. It's 2.5 hours. So if you're looking for some meaty Kingdom Hearts discussion, and I know it's going to be good.
This is like an ebook. It's not really a podcast. It's an ebook for a novella, dude.
But I know it's good discussion because I've been in on some of these discussions with these two boys.
Oh, yeah.
And they know how to talk about Kingdom Hearts and theories. So
it's true.
Go listen to it. I'm going to listen to it after this because I'm excited for it. It just got posted tonight. But go check those guys out. We love them.
Yeah, even though I didn't know about it.
We feel a little left out. I'm not going to lie. I feel a little left out.
Until it was already out.
Anyway, Jason, it's time for the...
It was already out.
Question of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Avaroxis, for that stinger. Jason is still upset. This week's question of the week is from Jip214. What is the most overrated music track in the series and why? So we were out for blood this week.
Yeah.
And Jip goes
it's
first.
It's been a bit too wholesome around here.
Jip goes first and says, Vector to the Heavens, Smilers.
Dude, honestly, I kind of got to agree with him, guys. Guys, it's a great song, but it can't be everybody's favorite, dude. It's true.
Here's what I'll say. I've told this story before, but I went to the Kingdom Hearts Orchestra with Addison without you. Remember that? That was funny.
Yeah. And I'm just left out of a lot of things. Apparently,
I didn't know. I didn't know much about 358, right? At the time, and then they played Vector of the Heavens, and I was like, oh shit, maybe we gotta play 358, and then I came home and you and I did a let's play 358. But
it was fun.
That being said, the song affected me quite a bit, but now that I'm more in like the music Kingdom Hearts community just over time, the song is definitely overrated.
I think it's so freaking good, and it with the context, it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. I just think
it's Dick Road a bit too much, dude.
It's definitely
just Let me
put it this way. Somehow, it's probably a top five Kingdom Hearts song.
Yeah.
But it's also a top five overrated Kingdom Hearts song. It's somehow both.
Yeah. Simultaneously, yep.
Like, it's probably number five on best Kingdom Hearts songs, but people rate it number one.
It's kind of like how, you know, the best sports teams, when somebody's like a fan for a sports team, people are like, nah, bro, you're just like a bandwagon fan, right? Like if you're like a Patriots fan or something when they're in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And all the Patriots fans come out the woodwork. It kind of feels like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, the Patriots are really good and that's why they're in the Super Bowl. But at the same time, are they overrated and is there bandwagon fans? Yes.
Yep. Agreed. StuCat says no more bugs. And StuCat, I'm sorry. That is just incorrect.
That's just wrong. How the hell is a recoded song overrated? I didn't know it existed until Melody of Memory.
That's
and
true.
I probably won it without it.
True. Zombie says simple and clean. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Iron Aggro says your favorite one. So he's saying just everybody's favorite song is overrated.
He's just flaming everybody.
Zombie says simple and clean because it's in almost every KH game.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that one. That one's kind of untouchable to me. I don't know.
Snappy Gaming says Vector of the Heavens, please don't hate me.
True.
Alks says, Vector to the Heavens, you knew it was coming. Okay, more of a longer answer this time. I'm not a fan of Noctflugel.
Let's go!
It's pretty, but it puts me to sleep more than it energizes me, and it's weird how people jizz their pants over it because, whoa, Yoko Bongers, the cage music, awesome! I also think Simple and Clean is kind of overrated. It's overused in the game's openings. Everyone never shuts up about it, and honestly, I honestly love the orchestral version a lot better. It has more of the KH magic than the OG song does. Okay. Zach Padilla says, The Other Promise. Good song standalone, boss fight song.
Yeah.
I might agree with that. I like Sad Guy Hours better. I like the slow version. The Other Promise. Oh, even though The Other Promise in KH3 kind of rips. But I think in KH...
That's like a different version,
right.
I think.
Yeah. I think in KH2, it's kind of lame that that's the music you fight Roxas to.
Well, I think part of what perpetuates that, too, is like when you die a bunch of times to Roxas, you're like, man, I'm depressed.
Yeah. FF Master 99 says Ventus's theme is probably the worst character theme in the series.
I'm gonna have to agree, dude.
These are
I'm
good
gonna
takes.
I'm gonna have to agree. Name a worse theme, like character theme.
I can't.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't.
Besides, like maybe like Yozora's, I guess. Like I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Chris McKay says I'm gonna say it. I don't think Let It Go deserved the Grammy. Songs from Frozen 2 are much better.
By
the way,
concur.
I'm recording the names of everyone who said Vector to the Heavens. And that gets us with a people notes after that one. Yeah. Love the people notes.
That emo is a press button to laugh.
Yeah, funny button. Zombie also adds, I put my answer already, but I'm sure half of us agree Vector to the Heavens is a super overrated song. Man, everybody true, just going off on Vector to the Heavens.
It's because it is overrated.
Mike Kennedy NFL says, I spent hours thinking about this because I genuinely love every Kingdom Hearts track. Yes, even those from other composers you all like to meme on. But I think I settled
based
on one. Simple and Clean Planet B Remix.
Yes, that's the worst one.
Of course, by no means does this mean I dislike it in any way. It's a classic and a certified bop, but it pales in comparison to the regular version of the song, the Ray of Hope mix, and even the Peas Club mix. Yet it gets absolutely run into the ground in every single type of KH content online.
That's true.
I agree.
That's just
Here's
true.
Here's the thing. The Planet B remix has a special place in my heart because it's what was on the commercial.
That's true.
And that's, you know, that's like nostalgia for me, but yeah. Billy Kid Lawrence says, Vector to the Heavens? What am I, four? No. The most overrated Kingdom Hearts track is Dearly Beloved, any
Ain't no
version.
Way. Ain't no way.
If you want to get emotional, though, you can listen to Aqua's theme and be one with your inner mommy.
That theme is very emotional. It's really good.
Yeah, the Dearly...
To the point where, okay, sophomore Jason... Is in the car with his then girlfriend, right? And I just had my Spotify. This was back when like Spotify was like brand new, right? I had Spotify on shuffle, just like all my music. And Aqua's theme came on. It was like a cover or some shit. To the point where my girlfriend was like, "This is a really good song. Like, what is this?" And then saved it and like was listening to it. Having not seen a lick of Kingdom Hearts. That's how good the Aqua's theme is.
Yep.
Anyway, continue.
The Dearly Beloved thing is ridiculous, though. Sorry, Billy, you're wrong. Angel says, Rage Awakened got really worn out after the extensive use in Kingdom Hearts 3 promotion. Basically identical to Terra's theme, which is the point. But then why aren't we holding Terra's theme up to such a high regard, too? Still slaps, though, because you really can't go wrong with any Kingdom Hearts song. Yeah, Rage Awakened got old. For sure.
Yeah, I'm over it, too, yeah.
So Emmy's here with the real answer. This is so hard. My initial thoughts were Lord of the Castle and Scala and Kayum. Mostly because I hear people talk about them a lot, but they never initially stood out to me. But if I go listen to them on YouTube, I can appreciate them. They aren't bad by any means. I just prefer other songs more. Dude, Lord of the Castle is really good, but Lord of the Castle is like, in Melody of Memory, dude, anytime you would match with somebody, they'd pick Lord of the fucking Castle, dude.
Yeah.
And it's so cringe.
Guys, we're streaming Melody of Memory, and we're taking requests.
Someone comes into the chat who's new to the chat.
Can you play Lord of the Castle? Huh? It's my very favorite song. And we have to try and not be toxic.
Lord of the Castle? I am? Cage Waterblock says, I remember when Cage 3 came out and everyone thought Edge of Existence was so good, but man, it was overrated. As for like super overall, my personal thoughts are Forza Finale. While it's great, there are better songs on the OST in my opinion.
Forza Finale is the one where it's like the combo song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the three
I can
dance.
Agree with that. It's less than the sum of its parts, in my opinion. The songs individually are really, really good. But then the mashup, I'm not as much of a fan.
I like it like thematically.
It's still
for
a good
fight,
song, but yeah.
But I'm not like jamming it by my, you know, just chilling.
Right, right.
I like it in the fight, though.
For sure, for sure.
Phil Games says, oh no, time to put a target on my back. For me, the answer is easily simple and clean.
Damn.
I italicized
easily as well. Easily.
I just don't vibe with it at all, especially with the weirdly sudden way the song starts. I actually think it interrupts the emotional moment at the end of KH1 instead of enhancing it, but I'm also aware I'm probably the only person in the fandom with this opinion. Yeah, Phil Games, that's just wrong, dude.
Dude, what's different about Phil's answer than everybody else's, right? Is everyone is like, this is the most overrated song, but it's still good. Phil's like, nah, bruh, I don't vibe with the song. It's weird how it starts. It fucks up the scene that it's in.
Yeah, Phil, I don't know, dude. I can't imagine the scene. I can't imagine hearing Kyrie go, I know you will, and then the song not starting.
Right.
I can't imagine what happens.
It's like the worst timeline.
What happens,
timeline.
Phil? Phil, please. Phil. Phil. Phil.
Tell me what happens.
Tell me what happens without the song, Phil. I don't even know what to say.
Target is on Phil's,
Target's on
Phil's
bag. Everybody, I'm putting a bounty out on Phil. Lands of Masters says, hi, Lands. Simple and clean, regular, and OG Vector. The Remind version is much better, in my opinion. And then the next answer from Dakota says, I love Vector, but the Remind remix was awful and really bad.
Just the reverse of what Lance just said.
I don't know if that's a hot take. I don't know if that's a hot take, but I had to say it after the last person. Other than that, I genuinely can't think of anything. There's very few songs in the series that I dislike, but none of them I would call overrated. The only ones I really dislike are a couple of Disney World battle themes. If I had to pick anything other than Remind's Vector of the Heavens, I'd say Destati. Not because it's bad, more that it's just a remix used leitmotif far too often. Okay, that's fair.
That's fair. Also, I do have to agree a little bit. I do like the OG Vector more because the Remind version stresses me out because of the boss fight.
Yeah.
It stresses me out. I feel physically drained. Mentally drained.
I agree. Panda Love says, I don't know if it's overrated, but At Dusk, I Think of You is annoying to me. It's the Clock Tower theme and isn't necessarily bad. I'm not sure if it's even that highly rated. However, I'm a normie that thinks all the highly rated tracks deserve those high rating smilers.
Well, at least Panda's self-aware about it, you know?
Broomdoc says, wow, I've been behind for most of the year. I'm glad to finally caught up. I really missed you all. We missed you too, man.
We missed you too.
Anyway, I'd say Aqua's theme. It sounds okay, but I don't really know why it shares elements with Roxas's theme. While her story is indeed sad guy hours, it doesn't mean she can step on my man's turf like that.
I guess I'd have to listen to them like back to back. Hers does kind of have like a similar flow.
Yeah. Iron Daddy says none. They are all beautiful. Is this considered breaking the rules again? If so, please forgive me. Iron Daddy's become a rule breaker, dude.
He is just
2 weeks in a row.
A rogue pawn knocked early from the board, dude.
Tyler says, easy clap, it's knocked Flugel. Song's just not that good.
Amen.
Preach
Amen,
it.
Dude.
Preach it. SBcat says,
amen even.
Basically what Tyler said, I really enjoy the song, but some people think it's the second coming of Jesus or something. They think that, SB?
Amen, dude.
Amen.
Anem.
Anem. Morpheus Joshua says, graceful assassin. I don't know if it's overrated now, but people used to really finger this song's urethra.
What? Yeah, OJ's kind of unhinged with this one. Is this the old OJ?
It's the first Marluxia boss theme in Chain of Memories, and it's not like it's bad, but it really doesn't have much going on. Loop is too brief, and it never really picks up. Lord of the Castle has overtaken it now. Scythe of the Petals, the second Marluxia boss theme, might be one of the most underrated tracks, though. I'm sorry. Fingering the song's urethra. I don't know if... I'm confused on the usage of that. Is that like a positive thing?
Do people do that? Like,
do people
and like it?
Do people get the urethras fingered? It doesn't sound good.
Oh no.
Up next is Keynote, and he's mad. First of all, I've got my eyes on you people. Anyone who says Vector is well out of their minds. I'd also have to say Sanctuary. It's just like kind of bad LMAO.
Yeah.
Utada has always had unique sound, especially compared to Yoko LMAO, but to an extent, it's always bothered me that Sanctuary and Simple and Clean are the immediate musical impression that most people have to the series. Okay, Keynote. I get you're angry about the Vector of the Heavens thing.
You don't have to lash out and spread fake news.
Here's the thing. And I say this with the utmost respect for everybody else's opinion. But the dun, 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 solos the majority of the songs that you guys are talking about right now.
Solos it.
Just that part.
Just those like four measures.
It's just a dun, 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 dun. Din, din,
solos your favorite songs.
It solos everything. I'm sorry. And then Zethus agrees with Keynote. I've been trying to think of anything else in series that's overrated, since songs that aren't Yoko can't be overrated because they suck for the most part. I hope at some point Utada and Yoko collaborate for an intro outro. And then OJ also adds, I agree with this too. I didn't think of the vocal songs. I'm not a fan of Face My Fears either, but that song's always been pretty mixed in reception. Never really understood the Sanctuary love though. Okay.
Hey, no way.
OJ, if OJ keeps talking like this, he's going to get his urethra fingered, all right?
Oh, no.
Dengus Khan. Oh, no. Dengus Khan is trying to piss you off, Jason.
Oh, no.
Sorry, boys, but It Began With a Letter is way overrated. It's objectively a good song, what? I guess, but to me, it's just one of the songs of all time that I could play on the kazoo with zero effort or training. The best Kingdom Hearts song is obviously Knocked Flugel. Transmission ends.
This is a troll answer. There's no way that Dengus is being real. This is a troll answer, guys. Don't listen. Matter of fact, just stop listening right now. Stop listening 10 seconds ago.
Alright, Egg actually has a base take here. Gotta be Wave of Darkness. I like it a lot in 0.2 where it contrasts all the rest of the Spook House tracks in the game, but in my opinion, that's a case of the vibe the track helps create being cooler than the actual song. Every time it shows up post-0.2, I like it less. It's good, but I always see people acting like it's one of Shimomura's best songs, when it's super not. Also, Wave of Darkness Phase 2 is one of the worst things to ever curse my ears. So I think what happened with Wave of Darkness is what I like to call the Through the Fire and the Flames effect.
Yeah.
Where it was a fine song that you didn't really think about, and then it was in the demo, Melody of Memory, and it was like the hardest song, right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
people were like interested in full comboing it and blindfold doing it and all that shit.
I think
it's always kind of been a mid-track, but then Melody of Memory kind of ups the ratedness of it, and I do think it's overrated as well.
Yeah, yeah, I can agree with that. Like, overplayed, I think. Overrated because overplayed.
I will say, I do like whenever in any other media there's like a swarm of something, I do like humming it.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Also, people hate on Wave of Darkness Phase 2 because it has the male choir.
But I like it.
But I like the male choir. I like, that shit's dope. I don't care what anybody says. Pure Strength. Hell, whoa. I'm still male choiring. Pure Strength Stan says, Impeto Oscuro. I'm never going to say that right. More like Impupu Oshido. Never was a big fan of the track. Just as I'm not a huge fan of Young Xehanort. Dark Road definitely helped this character, but still the track just seems off from the rest of the tracks and reminded me. It's like a bit too digital sounding, maybe. When I think of the org themes, I typically think dark and impending tones like Tension Rising or 13th Dilemma. And while I do enjoy the Remind Young Nort fight, his character in Cage is still a punk ass bitch. The dark impetus, more like the fart in fetus, am I right? Lexius's theme is better anyway. Oh wait.
I'm just still laughing at Limpupo Oshido.
Claudia DLC says, simple and clean. I mean, I love it and all, but they used it a lot, and it's remixed in some Kingdom Hearts games. They should have made a new theme song for each Kingdom Hearts game. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of like songs getting multiple remixes, you know?
Like, I think it's fine if it's, like, contained to one game.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they remix Don't Think Twice three times for Kingdom Hearts 3 or whatever. That's fine. But, like, doing it again later on in a different game is weird.
Well, I'm fine, like, with having, like, you know, the opening version, you know, you have, like, a orchestral version. There's, like, after the battle version. Anything outside of that, I'm kind of sleep on.
DP Grant says, reading some very base Sanctuary takes, love to see it. I'd agree with Panda Love on At Dusk I Think of You. That shit's grating and used way too much. I do, however, like the sped up 90s anime version used in one scene in BBS where Ven meets Lee and Issa. And they posted it for us. Thank you, DP Grant. Wildcat Diana says, any song for the Dwarven Woodlands? I sometimes just mute my TV when I'm playing. At least the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo is funny and has lore in the community.
Nice.
Kyrie's Bro says, I'm not that big on music. I think the music is great in KH, but no, almost no tracks. So I'm just going to go say, check out the second Breakfast Podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, go check out Second Breakfast with me and Sean _ AFK, where we talk about Lord of the Rings and the new show, Rings of Power. It's a banger podcast.
Jerry Theoden says, I know it's not an original KH track, but it is in KH, so One Winged Angel. People overhype it because of who it represents and because gamers are generally suckers for Latin chanting and boss music.
Oh my god.
It's obviously a great track, but it's definitely not near the best track in the original game, the remake, or Kingdom Hearts. Lay it out for him.
Cheery Theoden wins, dude. Wins. Everyone's just creaming themselves. It's like, guys, one loop of One Winged Angel and I'm out.
Jip214
says, for several months.
Jip214 says, my real answer is not Vector of the Heavens. I actually have nothing against that track. My pick is going to be very unpopular, but Hollow Bastion is overrated.
I said it. Way.
I want to be clear that I don't think the song is bad by any means. It's a very good song.
Chippa.
I just think it's not even top 10 Kingdom Hearts 1 for me. Some people
You're breaking my heart.
Like it's the second coming of Christ or something.
How is it not in the top 10 of Kingdom Hearts 1?
Oh, Chippa.
Chippa! Jep. This has got to be bait.
Egg says it all right here. You switched out a bad take for an even worse take? Got him. The Mop 13 says Olympus Coliseum. It's good, but it starts to really annoy me after a while.
That's fair.
And then
that one does kind of.
I like it. It's nostalgic. Cheese and Quacker says no more bugs.
Ain't no way, bro. You. Ain't no way.
Jason, what's your answer for this question of the week?
Dude, I literally can't think of a better answer than One Winged Angel. Like, that's just straight up facts, dude. Like, I hear that song, and I hear like one, maybe two loops of the song, and then I don't want to hear it for like at least like 2 business months, dude.
Okay.
There is nothing else that even comes close.
Let me say this.
If I had to do like an original KH song, it's probably Nachtflügel or the Masters theme, dude. It's one of those two.
Here's what I'll say. One Winged Angel is good for, hey, Sephiroth's here, right?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Or in Final Fantasy VII, obviously, you're fighting Sephiroth. You play Sephiroth's music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you are sitting at home with your fucking headphones on, your Raycons, you got your Raycons on.
Yeah, your Raycon earbuds in.
Earbuds in. And you're
They don't fall out when you shake your head.
You're sitting there.
So actually, I don't get paid to say that.
And you're listening to One Winged Angel? I need you to take a big look at what your life's about. You know, you can do what you want, but I think there's probably some sadness in you that you're not addressing. If you're sitting there listening to One Winged Angel alone, and you're not playing the game, one of the games that it's in, you're just on Spotify listening to One Winged Angel, I think Mr. Umetsu, he would slap you across the face, and he made the song.
Yeah.
He'd slap you and say, why are you listening to Dancing Mad? The real overrated song. My answer is Nachtflügel. I'm sorry. I'll die on this hill, dude. Nachtflügel.
Yeah.
It's a fine song. Okay. An average fine song. It is not A, that interesting, or B, good boss fight music. I will die on this hill. It is not good boss fight music. It's a fine track. If it's a cutscene with Yozora and they play it, sure. But fighting you, it does not match the vibe of fighting Yozora to me. It just doesn't.
I would say, so like, if it was written with the idea that it was only for like the cutscene with him, and then you fight him for the first time, and like, obviously anyone who fights him for the first time just gets like bodied, right? Like, you're not supposed to beat him first try. Like, right. No one's gonna sit here and say they did. And then you get the cutscene, like the losing cutscene. I think it's fine in that bubble. Anything outside of that bubble, I think it's way overrated.
Yeah, I agree. I if you're sitting here with headphones on listening to Nachtflügel, I need you to. I don't want to say touch grass because
you gotta listen to other songs, bro.
Because you know what? I don't believe in touching grass. I think that's stupid.
That's
If you want to sit in your room all day and listen to music, play video games, that's fine. But if you're sitting there listening to Nachtflügel, you need to pick another song right now. You know, if you listen to it once even, it's different from One Winged Angel. If you listen to it once even, I'm like, okay. But if you're listening to that shit on repeat, come on, guys.
There's just simply no way.
There's no way. You can't do it. All right, Jason, that's it for this week's question of the week. Thank you, everybody who responded. What should the next question of the week be? I like this one from Cheese and Quackers that says, what do you think Chick Slam is doing nowadays? But they spelled it C-H-I-C-K-S-L-A-M. Chick Slam.
Okay, next week's question of the week. Now that we all have targets on our backs, everybody needs to watch their backs. And we actually all just hate each other. Next week's, we should fucking double down, baby. What's the most overrated Kingdom Hearts? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn, I thought you really had something. I was excited.
What's the most overrated Kingdom Hearts game? No, we all know it's KH1. We don't need to do that. Okay, we all know what the actual question that we need to bring back up in Milk, baby. Who is Subject X? I don't know, dude.
Man, you keep fooling me into thinking you have something. I keep getting fooled.
Dude, I'm just a professional at making people think I have content. Like, that's what we've been doing for the last hour.
But it's not good if you fool me.
That means I'm really good at it, dude.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I have one more answer to the question of the week. I forgot.
Ooh.
It's a YouTube answer. This is from our good friend Sean, also known as Sean's. And he says, overrated Kingdom Hearts track is Dark Dominion. The final boss in the cage. I said Domination. I did not. I said Dominion. Overrated cage track is Dark Domination. The final boss theme of KH3. It is my least liked out of all games. It starts off okay, but then sounds like a mess. I think Remind patched it or something, but it still sounds off. I like Master Xehanort's Data Battle theme more, which is the instrumental of Forze del Escurita, I think. Thank you, Sean, for answering on YouTube.
I'm agree. Dark Dominion?
Nope.
Pretty mid Domination. For being, Yeah, Dark Dominion, dude.
Dark Dominion.
Pretty overrated.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Anyway, next week's question of the week, we're gonna go with this one. Next week's question of the week is from Perk Upgrade, who DM'd me on Twitter this a while ago in July, and I forgot about it until now. And the question is, what kind of automobiles would the Kingdom Hearts cast drive?
This doesn't necessarily have to just be like a car.
Yeah. Automobiles. Okay. Motorcycles. Four-wheelers.
Yep.
Other things with motors in them.
A jet ski. I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah. Maybe a jet ski. So that's the question of the week this week.
Turned into Mobius from Loki for a second.
That was weird. You really liked jet skis for a second. I don't know why. One last thing I want to say before we leave. I posted two videos to YouTube the other day. The first one is particularly important to Kingdom Hearts fans, and it is our Dark Road experience. And it's me and Jason's stream where we played through the rest of Dark Road. And we did a lot of cool, funny voice acting. So if you haven't seen that yet, please check it out. And
it was really fun.
Also, I posted my reaction to the Nintendo Direct that has Theatrhythm. So if you want to see me pog about Theatrhythm, please go watch that. It's a lot of fun. Also, the thumbnails for both of those are banging. Banging thumbnails from me.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good thumbnails. Anyway, thank you for listening this week, everybody. Next week, we'll be back with episode 22. Jason, hit him with it.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Now fuck off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode number 21 of the Ansem Report Podcast. Thank you all for listening or watching. Thank you to our good friends, Shane Plunkett and Jesse Wright of Metal Vista Media, for the song Radiant Garden, our theme song. And also thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/superspaghettibros. We're going to thank everybody who's a patron right now, like we do at the end of every episode. If you want to be a part of this list that we read off every episode, go to patreon.com/superspaghettibros. Jason, kick us off.
Famous for nothing.
Pokemon Trainer J.
Nesquik.
Billy the Kid Lawrence.
Corinne Verg.
Dr. Lambic.
D.P. Grant.
SP Cat.
Gavin Dodson.
Iron Aggro.
Iron Daddy Sean.
The Rule Breaker. It's your boy, Woody.
Lisa S.
Mr. Trumpeter 711.
Preferred Whale 6.
Swarls Barkley.
Water KH.
Zach P.
Elbow Juice.
Panda Love.
Frank Berg.
Fabio the Iguana.
Unholy Dolphin.
Venus.
What's up, Carl?
Lands of Masters.
A regular path.
Come on, dude. Get Roxel.
Sorry. Regular path.
There we go. Get Roxel.
Librarian Gamer.
Birdo Jester.
Kyrie's Bro.
Afro Roxas.
Travis Town. Junior.
Chene.
And Phil Gaines.
The man with the target on his back. Thank you, everybody, for supporting us over on patreon.com/superspaghettibros. We love you. We appreciate you. With uncertainty in the world as far as employment and things, it really helps to know that you guys can support us in that way. So I can spend more time doing fun stuff for you guys. So, and Jason as well. So thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it is I, Tetsuya Nomura. As far as Melody of Memory DLC goes, we wanted to make a good game, not a perfect one. So we scrapped DLC and made online multiplayer bad. Also, we hate money at Square Enix, therefore making money would be counterintuitive to our